He slid in so soft.
He did. That was actually kind of slick.
Yeah. I was like, man, it's about to go. It's about to blow up in this bitch.
In case you couldn't tell by that intro, today's podcast is about the Legend of Zelda series. Hello, how's it going? My name is Hallian James, and with us we have...
Oh, my name is No Name.
No Name. Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that. Anyway, we're still trying to figure out a code name for Alex.
I think that's it. I'll stick with that.
It's a Keyblade name.
Okay, yeah, anyway. Anyway, welcome to the Hideout, as usual. This is Hylian Hideout, and like I said, we're talking about probably one of my favorite franchises ever since I was born. Legend of Zelda. Yeah. I remember playing it on the NES, like, when I was 2 and 3 years old. Getting the Super Nintendo and going through A Link to the Past and Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and just through the years, man, through the years.
I've played not that many of them, but I am a fan, though. Like, so, yeah. Twilight Princess, Skyward Sword, Link Between Worlds.
The only one I haven't played. That's the only one I haven't played is Link Between Worlds.
It's good.
I need 3DS. Anyway, for this podcast, we're going to be talking about the game series. We're going to take a look at this timeline. We're going to be talking about Breath of the Wild and where it maybe could tie in. And then we're going to be talking about Age of Calamity at the end. And we hope you enjoy this podcast. So starting off, what is your favorite Zelda game? Out of all the ones you played so far.
Twilight Princess.
You know.
Just because it's where I started at. But I think at least out of the ones that I've actually played, yeah.
It has to be Twilight Princess.
Yeah, I do like how it was the Shadow Invasion. It was a little bit more darker tone, like Majora's Mask was.
Yeah.
And... I hated Majora's Mask as a kid. As an adult, I love Majora's Mask. Because as a kid, I really didn't like the whole entire 3-day lose my shit thing.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I do love the Darkest Tone and Twilight Princess and how, you know, spoiler alert if you haven't played Twilight Princess, which you can, if you got a Wii U, just go buy it.
Well, I'm sorry, you ain't played it by now. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, they remastered it for the Wii, so hopefully, you know.
It was one of the first games that came out on the Wii. Like, that was 2006, 2007.
I remember getting my Wii at Walmart and getting Twilight Princess the night everything dropped. Anyway, so... I mean, that was coming straight off of Wind Waker going, and that one for me was a little bit better because Wind Waker was kind of childish, cartoonish, but I still liked it.
Yeah, yeah. I know, like, that's... We can actually talk about that for a little bit. I remember, like, when... Because did Wind Waker come out after... What was the last major game before Wind Waker? Was it Majora's Mask?
Majora's Mask.
Yeah, yeah. See, I think a lot of people within the fan base probably thought, like, okay, it's going to be just as mature but just better looking graphics. And then Wind Waker came out and people were like, oh, well...
It's cartoonish.
It's a cartoon. But then, hey, that's one, like, it's one of the best ones, though. Like, a lot of people do seem to like Wind Waker. Just because of that, the ship and the exploration...
I mean, at first the sound gets kind of dull, but then later on it picks up once you start getting tools and stuff you can use on the boat.
Yeah.
And then one of the bad things I hated about it was in the original GameCube version, you had to collect all the pieces of the Courage, piece of the Triforce. And the HD remaster, they actually just make you collect the whole entire piece. You don't have to collect the shards to make the piece anymore.
They knew they went too far.
But rolling into Twilight Princess, seeing the more of a darker, mature type tones with it, I was like, this is where Zelda belongs, kind of. Yes.
Yeah.
Midna. Yes. Yes, man, it broke my heart at the end.
And Zant, with his crazy ass.
Yeah! Like, the whole time, like,
get it, bro. You're crazy as hell. Damn.
Yeah, Zant was
sliding all over the place.
Zant was very, very crazy.
You knew I was mad at that point. I was like, bro, I'm just kind of ready.
Yeah, my our recent playthrough of Twilight Princess, man, Zant was everywhere. And I was just like,
I forgot this dude made me go through that. Literally every boss level. I was like, man, I forgot this shit. This is probably hype as hell when I was a kid, but boy, I don't know now.
Yeah.
My last time.
It was just everywhere doing that.
Death metal.
But honestly, I guess the nostalgia just hits me at home. Ocarina of Time is more my favorite game.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel like that too.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time for me is just, it was just, being a kid, that was the first one I seen in 3D, and just having all the free worldness as a 3D game just got me into it. You know, I mean, all the other games, of course, was open world. Yeah. I mean, not like this.
Like, oh, look at that. I can actually run up, down, sideways, back. Yeah, it's that whole thing. Like, the first time you actually
play, I can do backflips. I can do backflips. Yeah. I can do this. Wow. I can do that. Yeah, it was just like, the dungeons, the music. Man, playing that ocarina. Oh, my God.
So many basic girls on YouTube have ocarinas.
Right.
Playlists.
Right. I have one somewhere, but I don't play it. It's just more for, like, it's a collection thing.
And he's like, I'm not a basic girl. I swear. He's like, I actually like the damn series.
It's just for a show. Anyway, yes. That's also the game that screws up the timeline.
What doesn't screw up the timeline?
I mean, first of all, you know, of course, the most... I have to say the most game that everybody has either loves or hates is Skyward Sword. That's the first game in the whole entire timeline.
Yeah.
Either people love it because of the story or people hate it because of the controls. I like it for the story, but I hate the damn controls.
Yeah, the story was good, dude. I mean, like, the fact that it was, like, basically a prequel, I guess, you know, discounting the actual comic book story that's in the little book there. But, like, basically there's a prequel saying, like, Demise, and Demise is, I guess, kind of like where Ganondorf comes from, essentially.
See, remember at the end, he says, I'll place a curse on you and the
and
guy.
Anybody, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much Ganondorf.
Yep, and I was just like, oh, shit. I remember that blew my mind, though. Yeah. After that long-ass fight, I was like, oh, man.
I love Skyward Sword because you forged the Master Sword. That's the reason for the game. You was making the Master Sword.
Yeah, what's the little girl's name, the little chick's name inside the sword? Fee?
Five feet.
I thought that was a pretty cool element too, like putting it all together basically made the mess. So I was like,
dude, and now she's just in there fucking battling Demise.
Yeah, I was like, alright, that's fucking cool. I actually like that. So it's just the only thing for me is like, cause I beat it once, and like it's hard to get back
into. The game was really awesome. Some of the bosses were kind of like, especially that tentacle monster boss,
The real problem is, like, the repetitiveness. Like, is that thing...
Because you always go back to the same places.
Yeah, after the second half of the game is literally you going back through everything all over again. I'm just like, bro, this was bad the first time.
I don't want to get this fucking pirate ship and have this little robot and this thing go around. Yeah.
Boy, I hated that fucking place.
Oh, I hated that one. I hated trying to find that ship.
Yeah, dude, that took forever. But, like, I kind of even like the art style a little bit, too. Kind of like a cell shaded meets artistic painting.
I especially like that when you went into the God Realm, whatever you want to call that place.
Yeah,
I love that because it made everything black and white just about.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. But I wondered to myself, like, when I was playing the game, like, is there any connection between that place and the Sky Temple from Twilight Princess?
I don't know.
Like, it has to be.
I mean.
Like, that is the only time we ever heard of a damn Sky Temple in Twilight Princess. And then, like, they go to Skyward Sword and you find out this is an entire group of, like, people who live up there. And now they're all chickens.
They're all chickens.
So now we know what happens to them.
They all converted
to chickens. They all turn to chickens. Yeah, God, you know how long this timeline has to be?
Yeah. Anyway, following the next game was the Minish Cap, which is the Rise of Evil Vahati. It was a Game Boy game. That's pretty good. You get your hat talks. The next is the Four Swords, which is a Game Boy, or if you had the port for the GameCube, you could plug the bottom in, and you can have four controllers.
I never played
like that. I just did a single player because you can still control all the other four links, the other three links. Then the next is Ocarina of Time, and this is where the timeline does it split. Because Ocarina of Time apparently has three outcomes. I mean, if we go by the game, there's only one outcome.
Like, but, Link dies, Link wins, and what's the other one?
Okay, so there is the decline, there's the heroes defeated, which is the decline of Hyrule and the last hero. There is the hero's triumph, the child area, the adult, and the Ganondorf is still there. So there's the
three branches
timeline.
Right, so there's Link dead, child, adult era.
Yeah.
Basically.
Link dead area, is that what Twilight Princess is in?
No. So the hero is defeated, Link dies timeline. That is a Link to the Past.
Okay.
Oracle games of Ages and Seasons, Link's Awakening, Legend of Zelda, The Adventure of Link, which A Link Between Worlds would also fall into that timeline because of it's a sequel to to the Past. Yeah. The child timeline is Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, Four Sword Adventures. Because we see the hero's shade. That means that's when he got sent back at the Ocarina of Time. Remember when we played it? He got sent back in time and he lived out his life. That's the child. So he was able to have offsprings throughout that timeline.
Because I don't know, like, you're getting trained by, like, a dude who's supposed to, like, an old gold wolf. And then he's like, I used to be the hero before you or something, kid.
It's been confirmed that is the Ocarina of Time hero. Is the hero of time.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah. And, the adult is Wind Waker, Fountain of Hourglass, and Spirit Tracks.
Which is kind of funny considering
the fact that he's not even a damn adult in those games, but okay.
What that is Link where he defeats Ganondorf.
And then
I'm trying to no, I got that backwards. Cause at the beginning of Wind Waker it says that this is when he defeats Ganondorf and gets sent back in time that this takes place in that timeline. Of Ganondorf still being dead. So the hero of time disappears, but before he disappears, he took the shard and he broke him. So there was never another hero until the new Link comes along. He forces himself and proves himself to the gods that he could be the hero because he just wants to save his sister.
Okay, so technically there is another hero, but he has to prove himself into being another hero. Yes. All right.
Yes.
It's like, it's not a hero, but you got it, though. We're going to make you the next hero, even though we said we weren't going to do it anymore because we had to continue the game series. All right, I got you.
And, of course, there's Breath of the Wild,
Then they say it's connected to all of them in some sort of way.
Breath of the Wild has enemies, locations, items from every game into it. So I think they all branch into, this is how they connect everything and fix their timeline.
Yeah, that's the easiest one. Because I think when it first came out, I think it was my first thing. I was like, yo, how does it connect? Where does this lay it? It would be better for them just to put this after everything.
Right.
They figured it out.
And now there's Age of Calamity, which is supposed to be the prequel Breath of the Wild. So I don't think canon-wise the gameplay is canon because it's a Hyrule Warrior-style game, but the story is. So I think they all branch into Age of Calamity, which goes down into Breath of the Wild. And then when Breath of the Wild 2, or I heard its name, Breath of the Evil, comes out.
Whenever that comes out.
Yeah.
I get a Switch by then, maybe.
Hey, man. I lost several more hours than I should have put in Breath of the Wild. I'm pretty sure my Persona 5 takes up more hours than I put in Breath of the Wild, but I mean, I've probably got like over 100 something hours of Breath of the Wild.
God.
But there's the shrines. Before I got the DLC too. The shrines. There's so much you can do. There's cooking. I started adding cooking. There's just so much you can do in Breath of the Wild, and it's such a big map, and you can do whatever. There's the four defined beasts that you have to free. You don't have to free them. I mean, from the castle, you can go from the time you do the prologue area, you can jump off the highest peak, float down, get a horse, and go straight to the castle to kill Ganondorf.
You can go straight into it.
Yeah, I mean, claim to get it. Yeah, yeah. But you have to take on all the bosses that are on the four divine beasts.
Yeah, you
probably ain't gonna be ready for it like that.
Oh, dude, I seen speedrunners do that. They know what they know what to do. They know what to get, and they know what weapons in the castle you can that you need to get before you go take them on.
Yeah, those speedrunners though. I seen people speedrun Kingdom Hearts, and I got mad. Or any other game that I enjoy, and I get upset. But this is all you gotta do. I never understood that shit, bro.
Bro, I see somebody speedrun Wind Waker, and they glitched the shit out of it, and I was just like, I don't know how to do it.
That's what it is. It's like, bro, you just glitching the damn system. That's all you're really doing. Damn it. We can all do that. I actually enjoy playing the game, though, bro.
Right. And if you want to say Link's Crossbow Training, that could be somewhere in there, too. But I mean, that was just a little shoot-em-up game.
Wasn't that one when he was, like, fishing? Didn't he have, like, an actual fishing game?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do love fishing in Legend of Zelda. Anyway, so that is the timeline, and it is the most fucked up timeline ever besides the Kingdom Hearts timeline.
I was about to say.
Yeah, they're on par with each other.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is alright before Dream Drop Distance. But yeah, so I'm
I mean, it was alright before Dream Drop Distance.
Here comes some time.
I mean, here's 0.2 Fragment of Hatred comes out, and it was just like, I take place before Kingdom Hearts 1 and during Kingdom Hearts 1.
I was like, alright. I got that, but when the old dude was like, when Joshua showed up and started talking about, yeah, the dimensions are, I was like, all right, I'm gone. This is it. it's no longer feasible. It's, none of this makes sense anymore. Yeah, so, like, I think for me, Zelda, Twilight Princess was definitely my start, and I put a lot of good hours in that game, bro. Like, I can go back and play that. I actually enjoyed that one a lot. So, the story,
Just don't play it on my TV again. That sucked.
Hell no.
That sucked up. I mean, my 4K TV, what, that 460?
I was like, dude, what?
Some pixelated.
I said, bro, we gotta get a box TV in this bitch.
We beat it like that, but
we gotta get a fat bed. Cause you know that mode was stretched out too. Cause like the original one, it wasn't even meant to be on no fucking like 50-inch screen.
We actually should just play it on this TV. It would have been better.
We should have played
on my little 32.
Instead of the straining through the fucking.
But I mean, it was still fun.
Yeah, it was still good. Yeah, but like that's.
Yeah, honestly, I do like the double claw shot. That was my favorite thing.
That was good.
I love that double claw shot, and then I do like the spinner.
As long as I wasn't fighting it. That one part took so long.
Show the dragon?
Yeah. No, it was like getting leading up to the dragon.
I was trying to get to the fucking grate.
And the damn controller kept like moving to the left. And I was like, no, James, move the fucking thing. Move the goddamn motion. Like, Alex is for the TV. I'm like, fuck this shit.
I'm holding it. Can you do it?
Bro, hey, that was a struggle right there, bro. Still not as bad as a struggle as it was with a Skyward Sword. Nothing will ever beat that.
I'm just gonna sit on my couch. I can't hit it right. Let me stand up. I hit it just right.
I swear.
Every time.
And see, that was the thing. It's like, I kind of enjoyed the gimmick behind it. Like, alright.
It was fun at first.
It would get you into the boss battles at least. But bro, I want to sit down and play this, man. Like, I'm not going to be standing here for no fucking 50 hours. Every damn day. Abs tight like a motherfucker, bro. Getting a damn workout in trying to play this shit. Right. But speaking of Skyward Sword, like, what did you think about the boss of Ghirahim?
I love how Ghirahim was fucking demise of sword. He comes out as like this, as this odd character, and I mean odd.
If Zant was like the crazy ass weird bastard, Ghirahim was that strange dude in those animes that always like licks his tongue and shit. Because I remember him doing it. He like licked the blade.
He did that. He did that at Link.
Yeah, and I was like, oh hell no! I said, this is Metro Central. I said, here it is. I said, we finally got one of those weird characters in this damn game.
Yeah, but I mean. That the couple times you fight him, it took me a minute to realize that I couldn't swing that way no more.
Yeah.
You know, at least in Twilight Princess, when you swing, Link would just take a sword
tear somebody up. But this dude, he catches it every single time.
So like, you got to redirect how you swing, then you had to take your shield and bash, which was cool. But I was just like,
I remember just doing this. I was just like, I just held it in my hand. I was circling around, and I would quickly like throw it off to the side. That's how I would get him. And almost risked throwing it at the TV every time I did that.
But yeah, I mean, Ghirahim, I like his demise of sword and that, and how it had the upside down.
Yeah.
Triforce on it.
Yeah, not demise. that was probably like one of the coldest
bosses. I just love that battle, how you catch the lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Hit it at him, and he caught the lightning again, and he just went down and stabbed him.
Yes, that was badass.
I was like, yes.
Did that shit. Yeah, got it.
Yes. Unlike, I mean, you do the same thing to Ganondorf, but you don't catch the lightning. You just stab him when he gets up, and he's just like, I'm dead.
Oh, or you can just pull out the little fishing rod.
Dude, I showed you that, didn't I?
Yeah. I was like, yo, do that shit. I actually wanted to see if it worked, because I remember seeing it in a book, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
No, I showed you what Princess Zelda can take the glass bottle and hit her.
I ain't seen that shit before. I was like, that's dumb as hell.
I remember taking out the bottle and just going tink into the back, and you're like, what?
I was like, what the fuck?
And yeah, the fishing rod. Put the fishing rod in your head, and he's like, what?
He just stands there for a little. I mean, I think anybody would have that reaction of like,
I mean, it's a cool little gimmick. Yeah, it was like, a cool like little thing they did, because I mean,
yeah, like, homie, we're in the middle of a fucking fight. Why are you pulling out a fishing rod? It was a fucking trap, bitch. Got your ass.
You pull the fishing rod. He's just like, what?
Tearing his ass up, because I actually saw somebody do it, and I was just kind of like, I don't want to do it like that. That ain't the way to go.
It was funny, though.
It was, because it kept working. That was the worst part about it. It would work every time. Like, man, you can just cheese this whole damn fight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man, but, yes. I think, see, when I played, I'm actually currently, like, playing Link Between Worlds again. It's pretty good. Like, it has that whole old school Zelda feel to it. What happened, like, the new updated graphics.
I know I missed a game.
It was alright.
I did miss one game. What game did I miss? It was Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
That's in the Fallen timeline, I believe.
Didn't they recently remake that?
Yes. Yeah, Link Awakening is in the Fallen timeline. Yeah, I did miss that one. Yeah, the remake is fantastic. It's on the Switch. Really great. I just love it because it was basically a fucking dream.
Pissing everybody off.
Yes, yeah, I miss Link's Awakening. My bad, people. Crucify me if you want. Yeah, it was a really great game. When you get your Switch, I do recommend picking that up, Breath of the Wild and Age of Calamity up. Those are the games you're going to want to play.
That's probably all I'm going to play on it. I guarantee, like, Breath of the Wild probably take way more of my time than it probably needs to.
You're like, I fucking do this one thing. Oh, never mind, figured out. That was me. I remember I went to this, it's the Dueling Peaks. There's a shrine on top of them. They opposite each other in the inside. So you have to figure out the opposite. When you go into one of them, it's the opposite of the other one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I actually was just like, Google, I do this.
Somebody's like, yo, bro, you're supposed to just do it by yourself. No, ain't nobody.
Well, see
time.
What it is it's Sheikah, and they all believe in like astrology, and so I say you gotta look at the patterns on the walls and stuff, but one pattern's on the other side and the other pattern's on the other one and the other one, and I was just like, no, Google.
Alright, so favorite temple and your most hated temple.
Water temple's my favorite.
For which game?
Everybody hates the water temple from Ocarina of Time. I love it. I'm weird. I also love the water temple in what's the name of that place? Twilight Princess. I like that one too.
Tell the Zora's Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one too.
The like
pirate ship.
Of it.
The pirate ship is my least favorite thing out of the whole entire Zelda series. From
Skyward Sword.
That was my least favorite one because I hated trying to find the pirate ship. And getting in the pirate ship was a... Then going through the pirate ship was a kind of a bitch too. And then the boss just... It was all just... Not fun. It wasn't impressive. It wasn't impressive to me. Especially that boss.
Yeah. Because I think like... Skyward Sword had cool puzzles, but they got agitating. Like they became very... Not just repetitive, but they were just annoying. I'm trying to remember. It wasn't the pirate ship, but it was like... Maybe the desert? Well, there was a certain puzzle in the desert that pissed me off in Skyward Sword, but that was all the one I could think of that I don't really like that much. But Twilight Princess, my favorite temple would possibly have to be. Well, it actually wasn't a temple. It was like one of the favorite. my favorite parts from the game was you know when you go to that like old western town and to like save the kids.
Oh yeah, karaoke.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's abandoned and shit, and then you can run through.
You meet Nympha.
Yeah. You have like this like you kind of you pull out the arrow and you can shoot up all these different
bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
Watto's what's the name of the little weird imp looking dudes?
I don't remember.
Yeah, the little weird imp looking dudes.
Hold on a second. Let me open up the Zelda Bible.
It's Gudo or whatever. Yeah, like this is cool part when like you get to this it's like old western looking town, the Karaoke Village, and you can just like pull out the arrow, the bow and arrow, and just start shooting.
I do gotta say one of my favorite things about Skyward Sword was the loft wings, how you can fly on them.
Yeah, the races that you had at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like Gris though. Gris could died. I should call this place Grisville.
I was like, no, we're not gonna call it that. That dude was he was serious, bro.
Yeah, he wanted that Zelda though.
He was not playing. Yeah, and that was another cool thing I liked about Skyward Sword, that you kind of had like this little, I guess, text. The fact that you can like talk a little bit, you know, choose your options, your optional choices or whatever. The fact that you can kind of like answer questions and stuff, I thought that was pretty cool. And the fact that you kind of start out as, I guess it's like a, what's the word? You're like a scout or something, right?
Talking about?
In Skyward Sword, you were kind of like a scout for like
you was a knight trainee.
Yeah, knight and training. That was kind of cool, like the difference.
Yeah, it's like Gerardo's song. It's not shit. I don't see it in the Bible.
We're calling them little young people.
Yeah, the little young people. I mean the black the creatures from the Twilight was a Twilly into it, as they're called, a Twilly turned into a demon. So
yeah, Twilly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, man, they all sad and shit, man. That just messed all them people up. And I thought, like, that was another cool thing about that, about Twilight Princess, like, because this is my first time playing it like that, so the fact that, like, Ganondorf was, like, the real big bad. And see, that was coming from somebody who, I knew a little bit about Zelda, but not that much. So, like, when Ganondorf showed up, and he's just like, yeah, I'm the asshole, it's always been me. And Zack just got his ass, like, kicked to the curb. I was like, yo, that's cool.
But we know the real person of the entire game was Midna.
Yeah. I felt so sorry for her.
Dude, I cheered up. I was like,
that's it, Link. That's it, Link.
You're beautiful. Don't leave.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising, too. I was like, oh, look. I was like, oh, okay. Well, she's grown.
She's grown. Not a little lip no more.
I don't feel bad.
I like how when Zant made her take so too much light, she's like, take me to Zelda. Yeah. So you take her to Zelda, and Zelda's just like, I'll give you my life. And I was like, what?
What?
No, it gets deep in Majora's Mask, because there's this couple in this. One of them, he got turned into a child by Majora's Mask, you know, the Skull Kid.
Yeah.
In the mask. So at the very end of the, you know, well, how do you choose to do this in order? When you get all the masks, he'll give you the Keaton mask, and you unite them to. If you don't save the town, and you know some of the moons, and take on Majora, it crashes in on someone trying to have a wedding ceremony.
Whoa! Oh yeah, I think I remember having a conversation with somebody about that before.
Yeah.
What's that boy name that we used to like play in the band with? Clay?
Lance Ash Clay?
Clay, yeah. We were like drunk. He got to like this long discussion about Majora's Mask. He's like, yeah, dude, it's
real, bro. I was like, oh shit.
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
That was pretty much how the whole conversation. I was like, damn, I'm learning some shit about a game that I'm probably gonna forget about tomorrow. But yeah. But I've heard, yeah, a lot of people say that like Majora's Mask is one of the more darker tone ones.
Yeah, because I mean all the heroes, like the Zora Mask, the Goro Mask, and the Deku Mask, they're all dead when you pretty much take on the form of the dead person in the mask.
I remember hearing about like some weird theories and shit about it. So there was like weird videos, and you can see like dark shaded people standing off in the distance on top of some
fucking... there was this thing called being drowned.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to talk weird? Let's talk about Twilight Princess. The scene where Nehru shows Link the vision of the outcast people. What are their names? Yeah, what were they? The traitors?
Yeah.
And you see Dark Link and all the links, and you see Lilia falling, and I was just like, huh?
I just thought symbology, symbolism.
That was weird and dark.
Yeah. Yeah, cause she was like laughing all crazy and shit, and Link was just like, "Bro, I can't see you the same way no more."
Right.
I'm afraid. I can't marry you now. Tell your dad.
Tell your dad.
I can't herd goats.
We're no longer together.
Yeah, I can't herd goats with you no more. Like, fuck that shit. It was a strange, and that was another thing about the game. It had like a lot of these little weird, off-putting moments in it that kind of like stood out. But that really, I almost forgot about that.
Especially the Yeti and Yeti.
Oh, that was so sweet.
I didn't really get where they got until the heart started going.
Yeah, you know, like, they were fucking.
I was just like, I want to leave this room. They about to get busy. I just want to leave the room.
Like, no, you gonna sit up here and watch this. Yeah, cause see, what, yeah, the Yeti's, the wife, she was like the one that was possessed by the shard. Yeah. Yeah, and she's like, oh, I love you. She was like a big old fat puff. He's like, my wife, oh, I love you. And then just took off on the side, and that was it.
I love how every time you got to go grab a recipe, you know, the ingredient to put in there, it's like, oh, the shard. The shard might be over here, but you end up getting like the pumpkin.
Yeah, oh, there. God dang it.
He'll push you, be like, ooh, pushes you, and you're like, ah!
Yeah, God.
Every time you get those hearts back.
Every fucking time. No,
I stay drinking that whole entire place. I hate ice. And
see, I love that one.
I love that place.
That fucking Dark Souls boss in that bitch. You know what I'm talking about? The fucking there's like this armored dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a cold fight right there, bro.
Yeah.
That was a cold ass fight. I enjoyed that one.
Yes, that was a pretty good fight.
Also like what was it? It was like the desert area in Twilight Princess where it's like something, the Arbiter's Ground. Yeah. Man, when you get that little Beyblade disc that you can spin on top of.
Beyblade. Yeah, bro, I love that thing.
But yeah, like you can use it like ride away. Bro, that was one of the coolest fights.
Dude, bro, you can use that to hurt enemies. What you talking about?
Yeah, dude, I love the fact that, like, you can just grind on top of everything. Dude, yeah. That whole damn fight.
Yeah.
Twilight Princess, to me, I'm sorry, has, like, some of the best boss fights, in my opinion.
I mean, and I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of people love Twilight Princess. The two most loved games, I mean, the three most loved games is Twilight Princess, Wind Waker, and Ocarina of Time. Yeah. Breath of the Wild is slowly following up on that now, but...
It's getting there.
We'll just have to see how it goes. I mean...
Whenever the next one comes
out. Next year or the year after that is the 30th anniversary of Zelda. So people are hoping that, you know, just like they did for the new Mario, they did Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy. They did ports. They ported them over to the Switch. They didn't upgrade any of the graphics.
I was like, come on, man.
So people are hoping that they do something for the Zelda like that. Now, if they were to take Skyward Sword, port it over to the Switch, and dump the controls,
then it could be a bomb.
Then the motion controls. Then yes,
it can actually.
I'd most definitely be all for playing it again, but no.
But it is not.
No, I mean, great game, shit controls.
Oh, dude, keep catching my fucking sword.
I missed this butterfly, and then it went right through my net.
Fuck. See, I like that you can like cut through trees and shit like that. That was pretty cool too. Little weird Kirikus penguin looking. They were like little weird penguin looking.
Wait, you talking about the
Skyward Sword?
Kiwis.
Yeah, the Kiwis.
Yeah.
They were cool.
Yeah, I liked Kiwis. They were cool.
Scary ass.
What was up with the gratitude thing, getting gratitude crystals?
I forgot about that. You gotta explain.
You can turn that one demon back into a human doing that.
I'll play it again.
You know that demon that's at the below. That's below this. He's on the Skyloft, but he's in the below area. You go through the well to the graveyard, and you go around. The one kid where he goes at night. to see the demon? The
scary thing? I think I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, him. Yeah, you collect gratitude crystals. And when you do, you give it to him. That's how you get the bigger wallet and heart pieces.
Okay.
And stuff like that, and he'll turn back into a human.
I guarantee I probably never did. That was one of those, like...
I didn't know about it, and I watched somebody do it, and I was like...
What the hell? Yeah, see, that's the other thing about, like, Zelda games. Zelda games are basically, like, open-world adventure games before open-world adventure games became a thing. Like, there was so much stuff you could do in it. Like, in Twilight Princess, you had that King Midas dude.
Oh, they had all them damn cats. The guy who was turned to stone.
Yeah.
He had to go do the pose. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He had all them damn cats around him all the time. He was like, if you just come back... I'm like, I'm never doing this.
I did it.
But this is in the book. That's
how you get the biggest wallet.
And you collect bugs for the little girl, too?
Oh, I think I got like halfway through, though. It's like her name's Elizabeth or something.
Yeah.
Don't mind her. I didn't like her.
And then it was like one where it was like a what's the big strong stone ones? The Gorons? Yeah, the Gorons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was sitting outside waiting for his dad or something. You got to give him like a jar of milk or some type of shit.
You got to give him a first thing of the hot spring from the Goron village.
I think that was the only thing I did.
I mean, I did all that. And then Ocarina of Time, you did the big Goron sword. It was this big fetch quest.
Yeah.
But you couldn't travel. You couldn't warp, so you had to ride your horse everywhere.
Speaking of Gorons, they had to be like one of my favorite types of characters in the game. Who will be yours?
Mine? Yeah. I don't know how they say it. Oh, why don't ask me that?
That's real fan problem right there. And he goes, oh, damn.
I have to say the Zoras.
Yeah. Which ones, though?
I mean, I like all the Zoras. I mean, if I had to go with now, I'd probably be like Breath of the Wild ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's because Mipha. I like Mipha.
I've heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Mipha had that unconditional dying love for Link, man. But all along, she knew she couldn't have him.
That Cloud, Tifa, and Aerith.
All along, she knew she couldn't have him. I was just like, oh, no, don't do this to me. Because that shit in Breath of the Wild is just... Oh, I can't ruin it because you haven't played it. Never mind.
It's like, isn't it... I thought something was kind of like this whole village of them or some shit. And they're like warriors or something.
Yeah. So, and... Wind Waker, they evolved from Zoras to, Ryutos or something like that? The flying bird creatures. I don't know I'm saying the name all wrong. I'm going to get crucified later.
Y'all going to be mad as hell if y'all like hardcore Zelda fans.
Give me 1 second. Looking. The Ritos. The Zoras evolved into the Ritos. And they're pretty cool. I like them too, but they're the Zoras.
Yeah, like Twilight Princess, you had that Prince Zora kid that you had to help.
And the dead mom's like, here is the clothes of my husband. Yeah. Take them.
You're in the graveyard, here's the clothes. I was like, this shit is sad, man. It's like, that was the other thing about those games. Like, a lot of quests, especially now with a lot of open world RPGs, like, the quests are kind of just, like, almost the same, or there isn't a lot of, like, discernible things that make the quests
work. A lot of them are fetch quests, kill quests, or do this.
Collect this item, and then make this thing that you don't care about. But, like, with a lot of Zelda games, man, the quests, be too serious, boy.
That's the one thing about Zelda. The stories in Zeldas are always good.
Yeah.
And then everything about them, they're just great.
Yeah.
And they keep you entertained. They might be, you know, another used one from another Zelda game, but they change it up. They keep you entertained.
It's kind of like they do it for the nostalgia. Like, that's pretty much Nintendo for you anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see the characters come back. It's just that they slightly tweak them. You're like, oh, I remember that. There's a bunch of callbacks.
Right. I mean... You play Nintendo for nostalgia, like a lot of older people, older generation who play video games like us, Nintendo for nostalgia reasons, because we love the games, PlayStation for the exclusives, and Microsoft for the online.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is, and that's why Zelda's always been one of my stable franchises that I love, because the stories have always been great, Nintendo has never let me down.
Oh. They usually don't. I mean, I played... I played some Sony games for the like nostalgia, but see, most of the stuff that I enjoyed is kind of like done. It's either done or they ruined it in some way. So yeah.
Yeah.
Right, know what I'm talking about. Yeah, go there.
Yeah, we're not gonna go there.
Motherfucker.
Yes. Yes.
Part 5, bitch.
Yes. Hopefully they don't make another. Hopefully they don't do 5.
Stick to HBO.
just do that. I mean, at least Square is just like, we're gonna slowly talk along with the Kingdom Hearts series. Just sooner or later we'll get there. We just put out Mom.
It better be 4 after this. It has
well, see,
to be.
I think it's in 2021 or 2022 is the 20th anniversary or 25th anniversary of Kingdom Hearts. I think it's the 20th.
They have to make 4 after this.
I think it's the 20th. I think that's when they will release 4. If they don't, then
I'm done.
Square.
I'll be dead. I'll be dead before this shit's on.
Square, what up, man? I mean, I was thinking you're working on Final Fantasy 16. What's the deal with that being exclusive, Square? Like, come on, Sony, you know. Never mind.
Another rant.
Never mind. Let's get back on Zelda. Yeah, I mean, that's how it is, though. I mean, that's why Nintendo and Zelda.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, you can't think about Nintendo without thinking about Zelda, but you can't really think about Nintendo has the games like that. They got the ones that kind of keep you coming
Mario,
back.
Mario, Zelda, Metroid, Smash, yeah. Fire Emblem. All those are what next to Nintendo, and they know how to make those games great every time.
Every time.
Every time. I mean, yeah, it might not be as good as the last one, but it's still good.
Exactly. And like Breath of the Wild. That was like, didn't they? Breath of the Wild. I knew it made Game of the Year with some source or something like that. I think it was Game of the Year for a while.
Yeah. When did God of War come out? Last year?
2018, I think.
Okay, Breath
of the Wild, I think it was like 2017. Yeah. It was Game of the Year 2017.
Yeah, God of War was 2018. Last year, I forgot what it was Game of the Year, but
I don't know. Fortnite?
No.
TikTok the game?
TikTok the game, no. Anyway, we're going to wind this on down before we go back to ranting. Overall, favorite Zelda game is Twilight Princess for you, yes.
Yeah. It's just because I haven't played that many. I mean, I bought Wind Waker, and I've also bought Ocarina of Time. I didn't have enough time to beat it, but I like all of it. But yeah, Twilight Princess.
Gotcha.
Simply for the nostalgia.
Yeah. Mine's Ocarina of Time just because the music. Yeah. The nostalgia, the music, boss fights, man. That's some of the best boss fights. The temples. All the temples in them. They weren't too confusing. They weren't too hard. They were just right.
What makes you like the water temple while everybody else hates it?
Everybody hated the water temple in Ocarina of Time because it was confusing as one. Then you had to go through and do all the levels. You had to control each level of water because there's 3 levels of water you could do in the temple. But you had to do something at the top. You had to go down to the bottom. You had to calm down the water. To go down to the bottom. So back at the top, you had to call the water back up to the top.
You know, everybody hated like water levels back in the day, bro. Like nobody likes water levels.
So to me, I didn't hate it. I actually quite enjoyed doing that because I enjoy Zelda. You know, I enjoy doing that with Link and everything. Plus, it got one of my favorite items. It got the long shot, man. It stands twice as far as the hook shot and the claw shots. So I liked it. The boss wasn't that great. I mean, hey. And plus, you know, I did like Rudo, Link's fiance. She was Azora.
Yeah, I do kind of remember that little part.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go inside the giant well, going in there. I'm royalty. Don't talk to me. Well, fine, I guess you'll let you carry me. Carry around the whole entire...
Yeah, the whole thing, I was just like, man, this is okay. Guess I've been
moping this. I hated her when I was a kid for that, but I mean, now I'm an adult, I'm just like, whatever, let's just do this and get this over with.
You watch anime, that's what happened. You know, that's a common theme. It's like, oh, I hate her. All right, well, I guess she's okay.
Okay, I grow to love her. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that is it. Be looking for our review of Mom, or better yet, Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory. That's coming out soon, probably tonight too. So, thank y'all so much for listening to this podcast. Thanks for hanging out with the Hideout. This is Holly and James and No Name Alex speaking.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. Hey.
Zing. Yeah, well, I mean, my arms over here getting fucking tatted up.
Yeah, dude, that was actually good tattoos.
Yeah, anyway.
It's a shame the Zelda tattoo was bad.
Yeah, man, no, this one's bad. The one on the back of my leg's not.
Finally.
Anyway, be good. Thanks for listening.